children forward for children's message.
I'm so glad you're here, Clayton.
You got a few.
Not too many. Oh, good. Okay. This is the first time I've done this with my reading glasses, so you'll have to excuse me a little bit here if I trip over myself or something. How about we come down further? Or I can come over there. Either one. How are you all this morning? Good morning. Well, hello. Okay. So, have kind of a tough topic today. We're talking about repenting, and you're going to hear that word quite a bit today. Pastor's going to be talking about that. So what do you think that means? Anybody? You've heard it in church before. What do you think it means? What do you think it means? Does it mean saying I'm sorry? So in the New Testament, it always means to change your mind. That's a little different than just saying, I'm sorry, right? You ever do anything wrong? I have. You ever do it? None of you have ever done anything wrong? Wow. Lucky parents. Have you ever been asked by somebody, well, that was kind of the wrong thing to do, and you say, I'm sorry. Did you always mean it? I didn't always mean it. And sometimes you end up doing the same thing again, right? That's not really being sorry much, huh? But when we look at the word repent, it not only means being sorry for what you did, recognizing that you did the wrong thing, but it also means to turn the other way, to give up that way of thinking or doing and turn back to what God wants us to do, right? So you're turning away from the old and turning to the new. Sometimes we get a lot of influence from our friends to do some things that might not be the right thing, right? Sometimes in school or when you're at somebody's house, something you know you shouldn't do. But we need to turn away from that and turn back to what God wants us to do. I've got a verse here, and I'm going to read it two ways from two different versions to see if this makes a little more sense for you. It's 2 Corinthians 7:10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. So just that flippant, oh, I'm sorry. You did the wrong thing. You were fighting with your sister again. I'm sorry. Were you really? Maybe not. But turning away from that and turning to what God wants you to do, loving and caring for your sibling, right? So let me read that from a different version. Being sorry in the way God wants makes a person change his heart and life. This leads to salvation, and we cannot be sorry for that. But the kind of sorrow the world has will bring death. So remember that. You want to be sorry the way God wants you to be sorry, in the term of repentance. And that way, that leads to salvation. So being sorry and turning from that wrong thing or that wrong way of thinking to what's good. And of course, I have something for you. Don't I always? Big one. Ask your parent or whoever you're with if you can eat it now or late till later.
Later.
All right, you may go back to your seats.